All right, let's learn here a little bit. So we had, basically, we were saying over yesterday, just a cheshbon. The cheshbon was just a little complicated. Hello, okay, hello, Benny, I have to thank you. Okay.
For what?
For what I saw a thing today, in
yeshiva. Oh, yeah, we did the sponsorship, right.
Yeah, okay, you get a thank you. Okay, anyway, so we just to say over the sugya. The sugya is very, in a certain sense, sometimes sugyas are very neat. The Gemara brings a Mishnah. Shmuel says that the Metzias of the father, son goes to the father. I see if I can say it without getting the names mixed up. I don't know. So the Metzias of the son goes to the father. Shmuel asks, why is that true? He says, because Maritza. Gemara says that this proves that Shmuel holds that the Katan himself is only Kone Midrabana. Back to Gemara Kasha, we have a Raya that Rav Yossi holds that the Katan is Kone Midrabana. So because Rav Yossi says that the son is allowed to be malakate, the son of the usher, so to speak, of the Aris is an usher. And Shmuel, Gupa Peh, says he's passing like Rav Yossi. So there's a stira. Here Rav Yossi clearly holds, we see from our Mishnah, Rav Yossi holds that the son's kind of midrabanan. And from the fact that, I'm sorry, Shmuel holds that the kid is kind of midrabanan from Shmuel of Chan in our Mishnah. And for the fact that Shmuel passing like Rav Yossi proves that Shmuel holds that the katan is kind of midrabanan. So my answer is Shmuel is going in the Mishnah, explain the reason of the Mishnah, below lo svirate. Rather, he passes like Rav Yossi, and Rav Yossi holds that it's midrabanan. It's like svir midrabanan. Says Rashi, what does it mean that Rav Yossi, that Shmuel holds like Rav Yossi, and he doesn't hold of our Mishnah? So Rashi says that he means that he doesn't hold that the father gets the mezainis. That's the Vesley Mitzias of the Katan of Avia. Now, apparently, you could betray Rashi's Lashon, that Rashi just means Veslay Mitzias Katan Aviv in all cases, even when it's not Samech HaShulchan Aviv. But that's definitely not the Pasha Mashmos. The Pasha Mashmos of Rashi is Veslay that the Katan, that the father gets him his Zionist at all. Okay. So that's the Gemara, the Maisiyah Dehador. So there are two questions on the Gemara, which are almost like two opposite questions, but they're similar. Where in the world did the Gemara see that Shmuel holds that the katan is on a zeicha midrabanan? And where in the world does the Gemara see that Rav Yossi holds that the katan is zeicha deraisa? And it's interesting, though those are the two questions that are on the sugya, which sound similar, you know, that just structurally they sound similar. It just would seem, you know, your natural inclination would be that one answer would answer both, because there's something that indicates Rabbanan, and then when you don't have that, it indicates Deraisa, or vice versa. But that's a question. What is the Raya that Shmuel holds in the Mishnah is Rabbanan? Maybe it's Deraisa and Maratza, therefore you take it away from the son and give it to the father, because he picked it up for the father. Why can't that be an Deraisa level? And likewise, where do we see that Rav Yossi holds that it's Deraisa? Maybe it's Rabbanan, and so on. And Rabbanan, it's a two-step process, whether it's Deraisa or Rabbanan, it's a two-step process. Right.
Well, what comes first, Rabbi? What comes first, the fact that it's Deraisa or Rabbanan, and then Shmuel, let's say it's Rabbanan, then Shmuel gave a svarad mid Rabbanan because of Maritza, Be'etzem meritzes the svara derabon. The only way meritza could work is in the rabbanon system. There is no such thing of the raisa.
Okay, and achinami. That's part of the question. The question is, parshib shat meritza is a real svara that they picks it up for the father. So the chayra that should work bein on the raisa bein drabanon. You're going to explain that meritza can only work on a drabanon level, then ain't achinami. You answer the question. But the question is assuming that meritza is like Rashi seems to say, picks it up for the father, and there's no logical reason why that can't work even on the raisa level. So the two kashas and the sugya.
Does anybody say that? That's what I'm saying. Does anybody say that meritza is a real svara da raisa? Meaning that's a big
Yiddish. The Maram Shif and the Play Yeshua. They say that. The only one that doesn't say that is the Ritva.
They're not really saying Zachar. I'm not sure. In other words, the Svara Meritza, if that Svara, we never heard of such a Svara in the Deraisa system. I don't know
they're learning it as a Deraisa Svara. I'm sorry. That's pretty clear from their. Otherwise, they wouldn't be talking. If it was a Drabbanan Svara, then they would have no problem.
I'm saying because Rebbe just said that Lelo Svirale, so I'm just like, Rebbe said Lelo Svirale means Shmuel. Shmuel doesn't hold, right? Lelo Svirale means Shmuel doesn't hold of this idea that Metzias Katan goes to the father Midaraisa, right?
No, Shmuel,
Rav Yaisi says doesn't hold Midaraisa. Right, he holds Midaraisa. Therefore, once he knows
Midaraisa, Parshat Pshat, it doesn't go to, it never goes to the father, not Midaraisa or Midrabana.
Kenyan is Daraisa. Once his Kenyan is Daraisa, the Maritza Svara sounds like it's gone. I mean, we were talking about yesterday whether Maritza's gone or not gone.
That okay, that's the question. The question is, why does Shmuel have to be Drabadan? Why can't Shmuel be on hold the Katan's Daraisa and still Maritza works because he picks it up for the father? And why does Rav Yaisi have to be Daraisa? That's the question. So there is basically, we saw two different approaches. Now the two approaches are discussing the first question. But what we pointed out, I think it's just very nice that the way the Ritva answers the first question, you can just turn it around and automatically answer the second. Well, the way the Maram Shif answers the first question, you cannot turn it around and answer the question, which is Gufa Beferish in the Maram Shif, that he is bothered by the second question. So just to go through the Cheshbon, the way the Ritva answers the first question, what's the Raya that Shmuel holds that the kid's kind of drabad? Maybe the kid is kind of midaraisa. He said, because if the kid would be kind of midaraisa, Maritza would not take it away from the kid because Maritza is only a ke'ilu. Ke'ilu he picked it up for the father. So a ke'ilu can't take away from a deraisa. According to that, it's very, very simple how the Gemara had a raya that Rav Yaisi holds it's deraisa because Rav Yaisi doesn't hold it as far as Maritza. Question is, why not? So the only answer could be because he holds that it's a deraisa. And Maritza is not strong enough to take away from a deraisa because it's only a ke'ilu. So it's the exact same answer. It's just one answer. According to the Ritva, one answer answers both questions. The answer is that Maritza is only a ke'ilu, and a ke'ilu can only work on a drabana level. Therefore, the fact that Shmuel says it works means he must hold his drabbanan. The fact that Rav Yaisi holds it doesn't work means he must hold his deraisa. Right? It's so glad. It's so nice. One question, one word answer, one sentence answers both questions.
Just mashma that if he did pick it up, if it wasn't ki'ilu, in other words, he's saying the svara it's ki'ilu, but it's mashma that if he taka, we know that he picked it up for the father.
If he would go ahead and say that he picked it up for the father, then even Rav Yaisi would say that the father gets it. But that's not the case of anyone's talking about that case. If he says, to pick this up from my father, then according to yes, and Rav Yaisi would agree that it goes to the father and that the son is not allowed to do it because he's being over on Isser being the lackage for the father. But he could do it. But Rav Yaisi is so he didn't say that. He didn't say that. So since he holds that a katan has chia deraisa, so Adam and I, we know that the kid's nature is that the maritza, but maritza doesn't, it's only a ki'ido they picked up for the father, and therefore the father doesn't get it, according to Rav Yaisi. So according to the Ritva, it's very, very nice that there's just one line, one svara. The maritza is only a ki'ido, and a ki'ido can only work on a drabana level. So that answers both questions. We know Shmuel is drabana because maritza works. We know Rav Yaisi is deraisa because maritza doesn't work. Simple. Rav Shiv says that the Raya, he learns that maritza is as far as deraisa. Now he doesn't hold this a ki'ido. The Raya that Shmuel is a drabana is because sometimes he's not maritza. So how come sometimes, even those times, Shmuel still says it goes to the father? It must be a drabana. So you can't turn around and say that's shot in Rav Yaisi, because Rav Yaisi says it does not go to the father. He doesn't just mean sometimes when you're not Maratza. He says all the time. In other words, the way we're learning shot in Rav Shiv is that usually the katan is Maratza, brings it to the father. It's just once in a while it happens. Maritza, I'm sorry, not Maratza, Maritza. Usually he does Maritza for the father. Once in a while, he doesn't. So from the fact that once in a while, he doesn't, and still the father gets it, it's a raya that the kinyan is drabana. But Rav Yaisi, who says that the father doesn't get it, he holds the father doesn't get it, even in the normal situation when the kinyan is maritza. Because Rav Yaisi talks about in the normal situation, not the abnormal. He's talking all cases, but for sure the normal situation. So when Rav Yaisi says that the katan father doesn't get it, it's even when it's maritza. So you can't use the Maram Shif at all to answer the second kasha. Well, the fact that sometimes he's not maritza, but so what? But Rav Yaisi says the father don't get it, period. Bein yes maritza, bein not maritza.
Rabbi, I have something I'm confused about. There's a step in the Gemara where we say that Shmuel holds the halachas like Rav Yaisi.
Yes.
So then how can we say that they're passing two different things?
Because the Gemara says that Shmuel doesn't paskin like what he said in the Mishnah. Shmuel holds Rav Yaisi and the Tana of our Mishnah are arguing with each other.
So who's Shmuel paskin like that?
He's passing like Rav Yaisi, not like our Mishnah.
When so Shmuel, what does it mean said, when you say Shmuel holds one way and Rav Yaisi holds another way?
What?
What do we
I'm
mean?
Sorry. So my miss. Communication. I said that it was an error of speech. Shmuel's pshat in the Mishnah is different than Rav Yaisi.
Okay.
Because Shmuel's pshat in the Mishnah is the same pshat in the Mishnah, and he doesn't paskin like the Mishnah. So what Shmuel said, that pshat in the Mishnah is based on the Svara Maritza, Rav Yaisi does not hold.
Talking about Shmuel's pshat in the Mishnah versus Rav Yaisi.
Which is also Shmuel, yes. So my miscommunication, yes, I admit. Yes.
According to the Ram Shif, is the question in the Mishnah that Shmuel's answering of why does the Mishnah make a klal that the metzias of a katan all the time go to the father? In other words, it's midaraisa for 95% of the time, it's whatever the svara is, midaraisa. I mean, we don't need Shmuel for that technically, because that's Stamazli systems, how they work, right? That whoever picks it up for somebody. The question is, why does it go all the time to the father? So that's a midarabanan. That we understand that 5%
is what the Gemara's midarabanan.
Everything? Why everything? I have a good deraisa system.
That's what the Gemara says, because you can't argue with the Gemara, regretfully.
So the Gemara's only asking the 5%. Why all the time?
No. I'm sorry. The Gemara says, a member of the Sabra Shmuel, Kotten, Leslie, Schiel, and Adre, deraisa, that's all the time. That's the Gemara. You can't argue.
Well, I'm saying, according to Ram Shif, why is the Ram Shif, according to Ram Shif, who entertains that it's 95%, what falls off that? If that system's a true system.
It's not a true system. Shmuel holds, Shmuel and Rabbi in the Mishnah holds, it's Drabanan. It's always Drabanan. It can't be sometimes Drabanan, sometimes Daraisa. It's Mukhruch, because he's saying that in the 5%, using your numbers, that he's not Meritza. Yet the father gets it. Why does he get it? Because the katan zechia is only drabanan. The katan zechia is always only drabanan. There's no difference.
That's megala. That the original svar is not a true svar, or meritz is not a true svar, or meritz is the raisa.
Original katan's kinyan is only drabanan. That's how the Bram Schiff is learning.
So now we're switching, to say what? That what's the switch now? That when he gets it, it's 100%. Now it's 100%.
No switch. The Shmuel is saying, Pshat the Mishnah. Why does the father get it? He says the Hesber is because Meritza. According to the Rav Shif, the Gemara is a Kasha. Meritza doesn't happen all the time. It only happens 95% of the time. So why does the father get it 100%? Teretz is because the parent is Shmuel in the Mishnah. According to the time, the Mishnah holds that the katan is only kind of drabanan. So if it's only drabanan, so we can make some kind of low plug or whatever to take it away from the father, the katan, and give it to the father. So it's a simon. The fact that the Mishnah holds that we always give it to the father, being whether you have the svara meritza, being when you don't have the svara meritza, is a simon. That Shmuel in the Mishnah holds that the katan is zayche midaraisa, midraban. Okay. Anyway, so what we were just saying was that according to the Maram Shif, it's very nice that in the Ritva, the question, how did the Gemara know Rav Yossi is deraisa, is no, not even a starter. According to the Maram Shif, it's a serious question. You cannot use the answer to the first question to answer the second. Okay. Now the Rav Shif says,
Rebbe, can I ask, sorry, you're off your business.
No, go ahead.
So according to where we stand now, because we don't have the svara of Meritza being an actual deraisa, so that you can do it and make a kinyan for the father.
You're in the Ritva or the Rav Shif?
No, meaning either way, we say it's for sure that it's according to Shmuel, according to the first step of the Gemara, there's no kinyan, it's not a deraisa kinyan. Now, whether it's the Ritva or the Maram Shiv, it's not a deraisa, according to the first part of the Gemara.
The father gets it only Rabbanan.
Right, so at this point.
Because the katan only gets him Rabbanan. Right. Not because, nothing to do with Meritza, because the father can't be better than the katan, because you can't be better from where you're coming from, and the katan is only a Rabbanan.
Right, so I'm saying, but how do we know the starting point that without this Mishnah that the son could do a kinyan for someone else?
Why,
meaning,
why
in the
not?
Havamin is, I'm just asking, how could a katan do a kinyan for someone else?
That's a din Torah. That if anyone can make a kinyan, you can make the kinyan for someone else. If you can make a kinyan deraisa, you can make the kinyan for someone else to raisa. Okay. If you can make a kinyan derabana, you can make a kinyan derabana for someone else. That's an automatic din. Rabbana gain deraisa. If you can be kind of deraisa, you're kind of him deraisa. You can be kind of derabana, you're kind of him derabana. That's pashut. That's not debatable. Yeah. Okay. Next. Yes.
I was gonna ask Rabbi. Sorry. Can Rabbi? I know Rabbi said it a bunch of times. I'm just not. It's not clicking. Can Rabbi say again the Bishlama and the Ritva?
The Ritva. It's so beautiful. I like it. I happen to like it because it's so glad. The two questions on the floor. The Gemara when Shmuel said Shana the Mishnah, or Meritza. The Gemara says Shmuel must hold its Rabban. Katan is Rabban. When Rav Yossi disagrees with our Mishnah, which means he disagrees with Shmuel, Pshat in the Mishnah, because he disagrees with the Mishnah, So the Gemara says that Rav Yaisi holds it's deraisa. So it's the same one answer answers both questions. In order for Shmuel Chap to make sense, it has to be drabanan. Therefore, if I asked you, why does Rav Yaisi not hold the Shmuel, you know, the Shmuel Chap, the Mishnah, is because he holds a deraisa. And we just said that in order for Shmuel Chap, the Mishnah, makes sense, it has to be drabanan. So the same one answer answers both. If you say that in order for Shmuel Chan the Mishnah, it has to be Drabanan, then Rav Yaisi, in order for him not to hold the Shmuel the Mishnah, is because he holds the Deraisa. So the Shita just fills in the blanks. The Shita says that Meritza is only a Ki'ilu, therefore it can only work on a Drabanan. So Shmuel and the Mishnah that says Meritza works must be holding that the Katan's Kinyan is only Drabanan. Rav Yaisi, who says that Meritza doesn't work, why not? Must be because he holds that the Shmuel's Katan's Kinyan is a Raisa. So the answer to both kashas are exactly the same. That Meritza needs a, it can only work on a drabanan on that when there's a Kinyan drabanan. And therefore, in Shmuel must be drabanan, and Rav Yaisi is a deraisa, and that's why Meritza doesn't work.
I mean, why can't we say that the Kenyan to the Katzin is deraisa, but the Meritza could still work with Rabbanan as a transfer?
Because the Ram Shift, that was the Ritva's Yisayin, that since Meritza is only a Ki'ilu, it depends on who you're asking. If you learn like the Ram Shift, that Meritza is a false transvara, he's mamish picking up for the father, so then you're right. You could say that this is the Katan is deraisa, and you still say Meritza. But the Maram Shif, the Ritva is saying that Meritza does not really mean he's picking up for the father. All he does is, the Ritva is Shmuel doesn't say that the Katan says he's picking up for the father. In fact, the normal the case is, he doesn't say it, there's no umnina, and it's considered a bideraisa, it's paskin vadai, he did not pick up for the father. Because he doesn't verbalize, I'm picking it up for the father. Except that we know that this is almost a universal rule, that after a kid picks it up, he shows it to the father. Okay, now that doesn't mean he picked it up for the father. It could just be he's saying, look, daddy, look what I found. But it looks like he picked it up for the father. So on a drabanan level, they're being misaking that there's an assumption, there's an ansadi that he's picking it up for the father. Because since we know he's gonna show it to the father, so midrabanan, we say that that's cool that he's gonna picking it up for the father. So there is no problem with Varan Shabbalay. What?
If the Kenyan of the Katsum was actually a Daraisa.
So a drabanan of a Ki'ilu cannot beat out a deraisa. We can't take away from a katan who's kind of deraisa.
If there are moments on moments all the time
They do it on the moment all the time when there's a motivation, when there's a hechroch, whatever. This is not a hechroch. There's no hechroch to give it to the father. It's just not like it's a tikkun item or whatever.
I'm not saying there's eva or anything like that.
Right, and there's no tikkun item. So if the katan was zeichra deraisa, because it looks like he picked it up for the father, okay, so what? So we're not gonna change it in the Raisa. Drabanan, so anyway, it's only a ticket that Takan Drabanan that he's kind of, so we'll give it to the father. Why not? Drabanan make up whatever they want. They're just doing a Drabanan here.
Drabanan on Drabanan Kinyan is more powerful than Drabanan on Raisa Kinyan?
It's not more powerful. Drabanan had the right to make a Drabanan on a Drabanan, because they're not taking away from a deraisa. The Rabbanan have the more of an authority, more of authority. But the whole Kenyan is Rabbanan. They're making the Kenyan, so they can make it however they want. No one can have any timers on them.
If it's going to be a deraisa Kenyan, there has to be a real hechroch in order for them to say
take away from a deraisa Kenyan. You need a reason. You're not a reason. It's Geneva.
Well, if it's like Ava, that would be enough.
If you have Ava, okay, there's a reason. But right, without a reason, you can't take away. But if it's a drabanan Kenyan, So the Rabbanan formulate the kinyan, whatever, however they want to make it.
Elamai, the Ram Shift doesn't hold its ki'ilu, and therefore they do have the power?
According to Ram Shift, he doesn't hold his ki'ilu, and therefore they would have the power to derive it. Yes, correct.
Without a hefros?
If not, you don't need them to, it's not, they're not doing anything. It's me derisa. It's like be a mitzir chavero, kana chavero. It's a derisa dikadin. The Maritza Svara is a derisa Svara, according to the Ram Shef.
So Maritza not Madrabonin at all?
No, Maritza, according to Ram Shef, is derisa. Just that you can't be better than where you're coming from. And since the Katan was only Drabonin, so even though he's Maritza to the father, the father's only Drabonin. Because the father can't be better than the cotton. But Maritza means he's mamish picking it up for the father.
Really, it's the right derisa mechanism. It's just only Jorbanim because the cotton's kinyan is only Jorbanim.
Right. Yes.
Right.
The cotton would be, 13 in a day, and he did Maritza, and then the father would be kind of derisa. Right? There's nafkaminas, theoretically, between the Ritva and the Maram Shif. If you had a 13-year-old kid who's a gadol, not a katan, and he is maritza to the father, you know, because it's not mistava, there's like a sudden stop that from 12 points, and minus one day, he's maritza, and at 13, he never is maritza. So let's say it happens. We don't know. It's not so, maybe it doesn't always happen when he's punches bar mitzvah. But it happens, I'm sure it sometimes happens, he's Maritza. So according to the Ritva, the father would not get it. The Katan would get it. Because the Katan has a Kinyan Deraisa. Maritza does not mean they picked it up for the father. It's only a Ki'ilu. Ki'ilu can't take away from a Deraisa. So this stays by the Katan. What?
He's a Gadol at that point, right?
Yeah, by the Gadol. Okay, the kid. Okay, sorry. But according to the Maram Shif, since you did a Maritza, Maritza means you picked it up for the father. So the father is kind of, yes.
So is there a question on how the Maram Shif fits into the Mishnah then? How understands the Mishnah?
The question is on the Gemara at the end. The Gemara says that Rav Yossi must be, they hold that there's a Kinyan Deraisa. So the question is, according to the Maram Shif, where in the world did the Gemara see that Rav Yossi holds that it's katan is kind of midaraisa? Bishlama in the Ritva, the fact that Rav Yossi says that Maritza doesn't work to give the father a kinyan, it's kufa mistavra. The reason he did that because he held the katan as a kinyan deraisa.
Maybe he just holds, this is the part I'm confused. Maybe Rabbi Yossi holds that he has no Kinyan Deraisa or Darbana. That can't be? That a katan has no Kinyan at all.
It can't be. Probably against Bikias. And I mean, Rabbi Yossi himself says that the katan can be Malakit. So that means he has a Kinyan. Right? Rabbi Yossi says the katan is Malakit. So it means he definitely has a Kinyan. Either the Kinyan and then it goes to him and not to the father, it goes to him and then to the father. But he's definitely being Malakate. Malakate does something. You know, after he's Malakate, you can't grab it from that cotton.
Okay, Elamai, maybe he has a Kinyan for himself, but there's no din that it goes to the father.
So
that has to be.
You're in who? You're in the
Ritva. I'm in the Ritva.
So, Haguba, why not? Why should they? What is the reason? Why doesn't he hold? This is a good start. Since Maritza looks like Ki'ilu, so the Gemara can hold that Ki'ilu is a very good svara on a drabanan.
Meaning could hear not like that, but certainly on defense, we want to understand the Gemara. The Gemara and svara holds that since Ki'ilu is a good svara, Rabbi Yossi would agree to Shmuel, and since he doesn't. It's Mistaber, it's because he holds that the cotton's Kenyan is derisa.
Right. Especially someone said, I don't remember who, someone was telling me that that's much better than making up a machloikis, whether we hold the Maritza or not, which would be making up a brand new machloikis. And it's much superior that we have this machloikis, Drabon and derisa. We know there's such a machloikis apparently around. it seems there's such a kinyan, like it's floating.
You understand the Tana of the Mishnah's switch between a gadol, a katan, and a gadol?
What?
How's the Tana of the Mishnah understand the difference between katan and gadol? He says the Tana says very clearly that the katan goes to the father and the gadol doesn't go to the father.
Right.
So why? What's the switch there?
So it depends who you're asking. If you're in the Ritva, because a katan doesn't have a kinyan deraisa, and a gadol has a kinyan deraisa. If you're in the Mamshif,
and the meritza doesn't have a power to go over to the father once he's a deraisa.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you're in the Mamshif, the only time that that it's probability, you know, that we assume he's almost. You know, a katan is always meritza, or kamat always. Obviously, not always, but in 95% meritza for the father. A gadol is only 85% meritza to the father, and therefore it's probably dvarim shebelev. When he picked it up, he doesn't say anything when he picks it up, so he doesn't say he's picking up from the father. The fact that we know he's going to be meritza to the aviv. According to the Ram Shif, it's like we know that he's picking it up for the father, because we know kids.
So
kids,
if whenever 13, they pick it up, if he's 13, he's picking for the father. If it's a day older, then
at some point there's a break. You pass the line. You go from 65 to 64. So you need an umnina that it should be dvaran shebelev that he's picking up for the father. So at some a certain younger age, we say that a kid is always meritza. We're almost always meritza, and therefore we assume he's always picking up for the father. You get past a certain age, we don't assume it anymore.
So all that's great because at the time of the mission is holding us to rice, but since Rabbi Yosi holds to Rabban, and that's where we have a problem. Meaning the switch, the problem with the switch between Katan and Gadol.
You're in the Ram Shif.
Listen, in Ritzvah, we don't have a problem either way. But in the Ram Shif, he understands the Tana of the Mishnah, but he doesn't understand the Rabbi Yosi.
He understands what the Raya from the Tana, at least we understand. We understand what the Raya from the Tana, or from the Mishnah that he holds his Rabbanan. But we do not understand how did the Gemara know that Rabbi Yosi holds it's a Kinyan Deraisa. It's probably not us. We don't understand, according to Ram Shif, and Ram Shif doesn't understand it either. We're not so bad. That according to his chat, there's a problem. How did the Gemara know that there's a Kenyan, that Rav Yaisi holds it's a Kenyan deraisa for the Katan? So, okay?
Okay, I mean, but the Tana mission is easy because it's Durabonim for a Katan and deraisa for a Gadol.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what makes life a little bit more complicated, and this is a beautiful Ram Shif, is that this whole kasha is only because of Rashi. Because Rashi seems to say that Rav Yosi doesn't hold that the katan zoich at all. But if you would drop Rashi, and you would hold like Tosis, that Rav Yosi agrees that a katan has chiyah. So then there would be no problem. Why? Because if Rav Yosi agrees that the katan has fear to the father, and you say to the father because of Ava, let's say, whatever, so then it would be, in other words, you say Rav Yosi holds. The Tavis says Abshad that Rav Yosi also agrees that the father gets it, because he didn't want to make that Rav Yosi is going to argue with all the Mishnayos. Aye, so then how can the Katan be Malakit? Teretz is because it's a two-step process, because only if you hold like Shmuel that the father gets it because of Meritza, which means that the Katan picked it up for the father, so then it's a one-step process, and then the you're not allowed to do it by leket because it's one step. It's like the father is being malakeh for himself. But if the father gets a mishum eva, so then it's a two-step process. But eva, so then So then why did Shmuel say that? If the katan is getting it because of Eva, so why? So there's two steps. So how does the Gemara know that Rav Yossi is deraisa not derabanan? Because he says, Taita says that Eva is only two steps if he's kind of midaraisa. If he's kind of midarabanan, then Eva would not be two steps. Because since derabanan are making two takanas, they would incorporate both takanas into one. In other words, if the katan is deraisa, so then the rabbanan went ahead and made a second step, then mishum eva, and take it away from the katan and give it to the father. So that's the second step. So there's no problem of the katan being melakeh, because he's not being melakeh for the father, he's melakeh for himself. And once he's kaina, they take it away from him, mishum eva, and give it to the father. But if it's midrabbanan, so why should Rabbanan make a takana? First make a takana, the katan's kaina. And then make a takana that we take it away from the katan and give it to the father, mishum eva. Then it's mistavra that the Rabbanan would incorporate their two takanas into one and be misakein, then it goes straight to the father. So since Rav Yossi only makes sense, in other words, if you say that Rav Yossi agrees, it goes to the father. Now, it can't be going to the father because Maritza, because then it's direct, because he's picking it up for the father. So you have to say it goes to the father according to Rav Yossi because of Eva. So, and Eva is two steps. So when would Eva be two steps only if it's the kid's kind of deraisa? But if the kid's kind of derabanan, Eva's not two steps. So if you learn like Taisvis, it's also not shver. Now, the whole problem that we have on the Maram Shif is only because we're assuming that Rashi argues with Taisus, which is because Rashi seems to say that. Rashi seems to say that, which is Mashma, or that he doesn't hold it the whole concept. But if you would dre Rashi's Lashon, which the Maram Shif does advocate, and one possibility that Rashi doesn't mean he doesn't hold that all, he just doesn't hold an all, he holds sometimes it doesn't go to the father. So then there's also would be no problem, because since Rav Yossi must hold the veiva, because how else does he get to the father? And you got to make Eva two steps. And the only way you can make Eva two steps is if you hold that the katan is deraisa, so then it's also very good. The only problem is if you assume that Rashi is arguing with Taifis, which is very much the mashmais, that Rashi holds that katan does not get it, that Rav Yossi holds that the father doesn't get it at all, then it's problematic. How did the Gemara know that Rav Yossi holds it's deraisa and not derabanan? Right, that's where the Rav Shif is holding. Was that okay? No? I got a one yes.
I'm trying to figure out that system had why can't it be, when his Rebbe's asking him, maybe he still holds the Maritza. In other words, what's the Rabbanon that we want to say?
Yossi definitely can't hold the Maritza. Because Maritza
what's the Rabbanon part?
What's
the kash of the Rabbanon? What's the kash that maybe is the Rabbanon?
Yossi can't hold the Maritza. That's for sure out. Because if it's Maritza, then the kid's picking up for the father, that's for sure out. And how can the kid pick up the leket for the picking up for the father? Now, if Rav Yossi holds it goes to the father, and yet there's no problem, and you have to make two steps, that means he can't hold a maritza, so you have to say it goes to the father because of Eva. So now the question is, if the katan is supposed to be, if the Rabbanan gave it to the katan, to the father because of Eva, is that one step or two steps? Did they first let it go to the son and then they took it from the son and gave it to the father? Or they just immediately skipped the father, the son, and immediately gave it to the father? So he's saying like this, if it's the Raisa, the son gets it, the Rabbanan aren't going to be oiker the din deraisa. The deraisa is the son gets it. The Rabbanan leave the din deraisa. Just that they're misaking another din, that the father takes it away from the son. They're not, that's not, just not denying the din deraisa. We don't want to deny the din deraisa. The deraisa says it goes to the son, it goes to the son. But they said that there's another din. You know, it's like Achashverosh. Achashverosh, Achashverosh said, you can't be mevatel the first letter. You just got to add onto it, right? So the Rabbanan don't want to just mevatel a deraisa. What they're adding, you know, the deraisa says that the katan's kainah. The Rabbanan don't want to destroy a deraisa, but they're adding another thing, which memeda makes the deraisa not relevant, okay? But it's not the deraisa is not true. The Rabbanan are adding, yes, the deraisa goes to the son. But you should know there's a second din, that whatever the son gets goes to the father. That's a Rabbanan. But we're not denying the deraisa. The deraisa says it goes to the son. We created a second din that if it goes to, that once it hits the son, it goes to the father. So that's two steps. That's how the Rabbanan would make it. Without this way, they don't deny the Torah is true. The Torah says it goes to the son, it goes to the son. But then there's a second din that kicks in, that takes it away from the son. But if you're the Rabbanan, no one ever said it goes to the son. So why should the Rabbanan make a takana to go to the son and then make a second step to take it away from the son? Just say, bother, just make one takana. It goes directly to the father. So therefore,
Rabbi, following that logic, wouldn't it be funny that we have all these svaras, let's say Maritza or Eva, or all these svaras?
Well, we're not working with Maritza.
No, but Maritza is still a metzias. There is a metzias. The question is what he actually does, but he's not arguing on the metzias that he goes to the father.
Okay, but Rabbi clearly doesn't hold that Maritza has any halachic relevance.
Right, but I'm saying is, wouldn't it be funny if the Araisa, the Katan has no zechia, and the Derabbanan would come along and say that he had zechia and it goes to himself when he's living in his, let's say, even when he's Somech HaShulchan Aviv. When it would be a funny thing to say that, oh, really, he doesn't have any zechia, but the Rabbanan are going to come along and say, we're going to be mistaken at Takana, that he has zechia for himself. That would be a funny thing to say.
Funny.
No, because we know for a fact that he does live there. But we know he lives, so Lamana Shalom, if that's really the pshat, we know he lives by his father's house. We know that he's, let's just say that we're only talking about...
By the father's house, it's only as far as Eva. Okay,
but I'm saying, I get it, it's not enough of a svara, and we're not working in that svara, but that svara still exists. You can't deny that that svara is a lot...
I'm not sure, so what are you driving at?
I'm trying to say is that, so if Rabbi Yossi holds that it doesn't go to the father, it only stays by the son, then it's push it that it's a deraisa, because the Derabbanan would never come along and misaking something Derabbanan to say that it goes to the son only.
You want to answer the question?
Right.
Okay, but that Derabbanan would not be misaking it goes to the son. Why not? Derabbanan don't hold that as far as Mishum Eva.
But of course, the svar is true. They don't hold of it enough, but they can't say that that's not a truth. Metzias, they can't argue with the fact that there is something called Maritza. Yes, Maritza is not enough of a svara. Let's just say that it's not actually kinyan or whatever that is, whatever Metzias, but it is still a fact.
Okay, I hear, but that's not the nice, and I'm shifting get that answer. Okay, yeah. I hear.
I was going to say anything we come up with, it's clearly not true because the Rosh gives his own answer.
Okay, yeah. But that's. I just want to go up to Rosh, but I just want to do one question. Just a cheshbon. If you're saying this, that according to Tysis, it's not shver, because according to Tysis, Rav Yossi, the Avi doesn't hold the Maritza, because then it'll be one step. He has to hold Eva, and Eva's two steps. And Ava is only two steps. If you say, Ava is only two steps. If you say, Ava is only two steps. If you say it's deraisa. But if it's drabanan, then Ava is one step. Okay, well, the truth is we spoke it out. So the question, the question would be going back the other way. So then if Rav Yossi is Ava, so who told Shmuel that our Mishnah is because of Maritza? Let him just say that our Mishnah is also Ava. Where does he want to get it to make a machlokes between Rav Yossi? What motive, according to Tysis, how does Shmuel know to make a machlokes between our Mishnah and Rav Yossi? Let him say that our Mishnah also holds of Ava. So we said the answer because our Mishnah can't be Ava, according to the certain Rishonim, because Ava would only work when it's Samech HaShulchan Aviv. And we have a diak in our Mishnah that the katan is the father is kind of even not Samech HaShulchan Aviv, because it compares the null to Bito. And Bito, according to Tavis, is Shitoso, not like Rashi, is because he father my marrier to a Menuvo Mukashchin. And that exists even if it's not Samech HaShulchan Aviv. So Bito gets the father, gets the mice, the Mitzia, even if it's not Samech HaShulchan Aviv. And since the Mishnah put Beno and Bito together, so Beno also has to be without Samech HaShulchan Aviv. So therefore you can't say, so that's what happened. So Shmuel looks at our Mishnah, says you can't say our Mishnah is for Ava, because then it would only be with Samech HaShulchan Aviv. You have to say that our Mishnah is a different reason than Maritza. Now, by definition, Maritza can only work if it's Rabbanan because of the Meram Shes Cheshbon. So it must be that our Mishnah holds that the Katan is only Zeichet Rabban. Rav Yossi, on the other hand, obviously cannot hold the Maritza because then it's a one step. So he must hold of the Svara of Ava, and he holds of that I must be deraisa, otherwise it'll be two steps. So everything, according to Tavis, everything works out. A little complicated, but everything works out. Rav Yossi cannot hold the Svara Maritza, and the town of our Mishnah cannot hold the Veva, because Rav Yossi can't hold the Maritza, because then it's one step, and the town of our Mishnah can't hold the Veva, because then they'll be limited to only Samech HaShulchan Aviv. So it's Mukhruf that there's a Machlaikas. And Maritza only works if it's Rabbanan, because there are sometimes it is not Maritza, that's the Maram Shif. And Ava, in order to make two steps, which is what Rav Yossi holds, would only work if it's Deraisa. Obviously, if it's Rabbanan, it also would work as Ava, but it would not be two steps, it would only be one step. Okay, let's look at the Maram Shif. We spoke out most of the Sugya, but we're left with the question. So at the end of the day, we're left with the question, according to Maram Shis Pshar and the Sugya, according to Rashi, assuming that Rashi is to be read Kipshuto, that Rav Yossi doesn't hold that the father is Zaycheruo, so then what's the Gemara's Raya that the Katan in Rav Yossi is Deraisa? Right? That's the question. I think so. So the Maram Shif actually asked this question. So let's look at it inside. It's this long Maram Shif.
All the Rabbanan be according to all the Rabbanan be Ava? According to Rashi? Rashi doesn't have Ava. What?
Yes, okay. And he's not in. Yes. So let's see. The Chitema is around five lines. The Maram Shif, the Riamasco, Rashi, the Masco, Veleno, Sferine. It's around five lines from the bottom of that Maram Shif. The last word in the line is Chavtes, the Chitema. The Chitema, Minaran, the Rav Yossi, Zaych, Minatayra. Zilma Midrabanan. Maybe he holds that the katan zeiche midrabanan. And the father don't get it, Stam, because they don't get it. To the sheet is Rashi, so I read that I'll Rav Yaisi, cloud the ad, then get up. Because according to what we said, that Rashi, our holder Rav Yaisi, doesn't hold that the father gets it at all. Upliga kol kani mishnayis. And he disagrees with all these mishnayis otherwise. So you can't give Tavis his answer, but you have to say it's the Rashi in order to explain that it's two steps. How do we know that Rav Yossi is deraisa? Okay, so he says, ain't that pircha? That's not a valid question.
How should it work the Rabbanan?
What?
How should it work the Rabbanan?
Nothing is the Rabbanan. I'm misaking that the katan is kind of.
The misaking that he's be kind of here or everywhere.
Everywhere, here, there, everywhere. Okay, ain't that percha? The bishama b'mitzia the hefker dako and the emetsa tiknu rabban and the katan the wasin and suye. Avo b'lek et minatarud and the emakadaylem dafka. So what's he saying? Anyone have any idea?
He would never misakin. They would never, if it's only a standalone takana that he should be zeicha, there wouldn't be zeicha when he's coming to in the face of aniyim, they wouldn't make such a takana.
But we know there's such a man, the Amar, that says that they're misakin to a katan zechia. So I mean, so obviously they did. Their Rabbana did do such a thing.
But we don't do the, like maybe like we one time had before by Gezel, by certain cases we don't
no, we know the Gemara quotes in the very next line of the Gemara quotes Mitzias Chereshay Tekatim Yesh Behem Yishum Gezel They Darkes Shalom and Rav Chizkiah Gezel Gomer Midivrayim
right but we're trying to
misake Rabbanan we're misaking. That the katan can have schia midrabanan. So what's the Rambam saying?
No, we're saying they can have it that nobody can take from them, but we can't have it that they are, you know, normally they don't have anything. That means if we're gonna, like a rabbanan coming off to give them as a chus, that means they really have zero. And now we're going to say in the face of by leket masakin for them to take, and this makam doesn't make sense.
Why not?
Why not? Because it's a chav to the other people. You don't do it.
Is hefker, it's chav to other people.
That the one they have is a chus. By leket, they have is a chus.
Also, we're talking about aniyim here. We're talking about aniyim. What? Why is it taken from other else?
He's saying like this. So I.
No, but Rebbe, also, no, I'm saying,
wait, let me say what Shmuel is saying. Give him a little credit. Again, right? He's saying like this that we had in Edom Mitzias. There's a sugya that
Holchei Nemushim.
Right. That the how'd you know that? When the Aniyim are Miyayish, then the Baal Bas is allowed to take it, which means that Leket is not a mitzvah on the Gavra. Leket is a din mamet. The Aniyim are kinda the Leket. They have a bitus on the Leket. And then if they're miyayish, then you could take it. It's not a mitzvah on the gavra. It's a din bayis. Hashem is makna the aniyim bayis in the leket. So he's saying like this: by hefker, no one owns a hefker. So for the rabbanan to come along and say, listen, the katan is kind of the hefker. So we're not taking it away from anyone. No one owns it. We're giving something of hefker to a katan. Now, when someone else wants to take it, we say it's too late. We already gave it to the katan. But the initial step, when we gave it to the katan, we didn't do anything wrong. We didn't take it away from anyone. It was total hefker. It was a mitzia. It belonged to nobody. because of Lawasin and Suye, we give it to the katan. The katan found it. We don't want the fight to be a fight. So the katan found it. The katan keeps it. I said, how could you give it to the katan? Why not? Are we hurting anyone by giving it? Well, you're stopping someone else from taking it. Okay. But it's not, no, we're not taking it away from anybody else. No one else has it yet. But by leket, everybody has some form of quasi-bitus on the leket. This is, leket is a very strange thing. Every ani in the world owns it, the mixes. And then whoever picks it up first, he gets it. It's a very strange thing, leket. But before the one person picks it up, everybody owns it. Then whoever gets it first, he somehow or another pushes everybody else out and he gets it. So you're, when you're letting that cotton do that, you're allowing him to push every other honey out. So how can you go ahead and let him push every other honey out? How can you allow him to push every honey out? It's like Rabbanan are making a takana to hurt other people. They wouldn't do that necessarily. Just because the man has shot them, they're going to hurt, you know, cause, you know, that already he holds it's not so mistavra to do. The man has shot them, we only give it to the katan when it's not hurting anyone else. But to take away from someone else to give to the katan, that we don't do. Right? That's what the Rav Shif is saying. We just read that inside the first half. Then the second half, I don't know what he's saying, but we'll see. But the first half, he's saying, "Ein zepircha." The bishnu of a mitzia by mitzia, we find a daya that a katan's kind of midrabanan. That's hefker. I call it hefker. It's hefker. I call any emetza. Everyone is equal. The tikna rabbanan and the katan. So okay, they gave it to the katan because but the katan is no worse than anyone else because no one has it. The Torah went ahead and gave leket to the aniyim gedayim, not to the katan. Katan can't have a kinyan in it, and they gave a kinyan to the aniyim gedayim. By hefker, they didn't give a kinyan to anyone. But leket, they gave a kinyan to the aniyim gedayim. Dafka. Heich yichu rabbana min aniyim v'tikna z'chiyah dekatan. Shemin ha-toyru aniyim ha-gedayim dafka.
So according to the Maram Shif, it comes out that the Tana of our Mishnah would hold by leket, it doesn't go to the father?
By leket, the Tana of our Mishnah.
Tana of our Mishnah
holds
its Darabanan.
Holds its Darabanan. And then that the katan is only, one second. Tana of our Mishnah holds that a katan has a Yad Darabanan. So not that he would go to the father, he would say that the katan can't take leket altogether, the chayre, no?
Yeah, but that what
yeah.
the but the,
yeah,
but
that's what I meant.
Yeah. What?
But the problem is that's
what he was saying. He's saying that if you hold that the katan only has chiyah d'rabban, which is what Shmuel holds, the Tana of our Mishnah has to hold, right. So then you cannot go ahead and take leket.
The problem is that Tana Kama d'Rav Yosi says klar that he could. So that far is out the window.
Why?
Isn't Tana Kama the Rabbi Yossi the Rabbanan?
Right.
Well, how do you know? Tana Kama of Yossi says that the kid can't take.
If it was the rice of the Rabbi, they should have asked on Shmuel from the Tana Kama. They didn't need Shmuel to say Rabbi Yossi. They should have just said for the Tana Kama alone. They can ask on Shmuel. Obviously, he holds the Rabbanan.
I don't know. He could be also the rice.
Why didn't the Gemara ask on Shmuel from him?
Why didn't they ask on Shmuel hold the Rabban?
If it's a deraisa, then why can't the katam even like it in the mechtel of the review?
Because since lemaisa goes, parshup shot would be that, you know, not answering Shmuel's question, but the parshup shot would be that since the katan, since the maisa, the father gets it from the katan, even if it's two steps, that's still cool that you're not doing it for the father. He makes no difference. One step, two steps. It's all bevas achas. So it's still you're taking for the father. As Rav Yossi is mechadesh, and if it's two steps, there's no problem that you're taking for the father. Even though it's all happening bevas achas. Rav Yossi is mechadesh, and lomdus is two steps. Even if it's bevas achas, the Tana Kama holds that since it's bevas achas and it's going straight to the father, so we don't give me lomdus shabaloni.
So all the questions, so let's take it a step further. All the questions that Tosas is asking that Rav Yossi should be with the Rabbanan shouldn't even start to begin. The questions shouldn't even start. It can't be with the Rabbanan because in the Rabbanan, you know, like it, there would never be mitaken and misaken anything.
Well, the Taifas maybe doesn't hold of this. He's only saying this to defend Rashi.
But he seems to be saying it as, you know, in a kusher klal, that this is a given. You know, that
he's only saying this for Rashi. He said ain't a kusher klal. Where did he say that? Ain't that pircha? Doesn't say ain't a kusher klal. Ain't that pircha? Does that mean that it means it's no, there's no room for a question?
He seems to, the way he's writing it, he seems to be saying it as a davar pashut.
He's saying it's not mufra, it's not shlagda. Cool.
In other words, you have to say the chayra, that Tavis doesn't hold to this svara. You know, he's saying, I mean, it's not such a pashut as svara. But he's saying it. Rashi would hold, as Rashi's arguing with Tavis. Tavis holds that the father, Rabbi Yossi also agrees the father has chiyah. So according to Taifas, the whole kasha doesn't begin. The whole problem is in Rashi. So he's saying that Rashi will hold that they could never make a drabanan to beat for leket. And ain't a chinami, according to Rashi, you'll have to come up with a radical din that a katan cannot get leket. Even for himself. Yeah.
Tanakama.
Tanakama is deraisa.
Can't be deraisa. Then we should ask them to move on.
Okay. Well, that's what I think you have to say. All right. And that I want us to, but just the last line is a little bit, I don't know what it means, so I'll let you think about it. Then he says, Gamlo osinan suye klaubisa. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Why is it lo asin ansuye?
I don't know, maybe because you could explain to the kid, you know, that as it is, it belongs. You know, a kid is going to say, if an adult can get it, why can't I get it?
Right. So
if we tell him that, listen, not every adult can get it also. It's specific to, you know, a group of people. That he'll be makabel. But to say that everybody can except you, it will be harder for him to accept.
Okay, I hear, but it's a little, you know, right. Because I'm in, every ani can get, I'm an ani. Okay, all right. Okay, I'd like to go further in the Gemara tomorrow. I think this is getting complicated enough for us. So we should go. So let's try.